At the State Department, U.S. officials say they're working hard to make a smooth transition from Secretary of State Colin Powell to his nominated successor, Condoleezza Rice. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman says behind that confident tone, there is a great deal of anxiety about Rice and how she'll direct U.S. foreign policy.
Ever since she was nominated, foreign policy experts have been trying to read the tea leaves to see what Condoleezza Rice might bring to the State Department. One of her mentors, former National Security Advisor Brent Scowcroft, described the foreign policy debate within the administration as a struggle between two philosophies: Powell's traditionalist views of acting collectively with allies, and what Scowcroft calls the transformationalists of the administration.
The transformationalists are conscious of U.S. power and say, no, the world, 9/11 showed us the world's a really nasty place, that we don't have time for friends and allies. We know what we need to do. We have the power to do it. We'll just do it. And those two, for 4 years now, have contended sharply.
Scowcroft said that as Powell prepares to leave, the secretary won't be replaced by someone from the same traditionalist mold. He was speaking at a recent meeting of retired diplomats who seemed eager to hear more about Condoleezza Rice's agenda and the ambitious ideas she and the president have espoused to reshape the Middle East. Scowcroft wouldn't make any predictions, but said, quote, these are a bunch of bright people who will learn from the past 4 years.
The exuberance of the transformationalists has had to be rectified by even some of them. It hasn't worked out exactly the way they said. Things are a lot tougher, and you can't do everything with a rifle, a machine gun, and a bomb.
Much will depend on the type of people Rice brings to the State Department. Several high-level political appointees are expected to leave with Powell. The president of the Brookings Institution, Strobe Talbott, a deputy secretary of state during the Clinton administration, says some secretaries of state in the past have relied on a small group of advisors rather than the State Department staff, and there is some fear that Rice may do the same.
So much depends on whether she sees her moving from the White House to the State Department as a chance or as an obligation to tame the building. As Jim Baker once said, it was his mission to do when he moved over to the State Department. Or whether she sees an opportunity to make the most of the energies and the resources of American diplomacy.
Privately, some current State Department officials have said they are anxious about Condoleezza Rice's arrival because Powell was the kind of leader who did listen to career Foreign Service officers. Just this week, the president of the Foreign Affairs Council, retired Ambassador Thomas Boyett, issued a report praising Powell's management of the State Department.
The bottom line is that Secretary Colin Powell has been the best leader and manager, chief executive officer, if you like, of the organization in living memory. And my living memory goes back to John Foster Dulles. It's just an extraordinary performance.
Boyett said the council, an umbrella group of organizations that focus on diplomacy, will be encouraging Rice to follow through on the work Powell has done to improve communications and security at U.S. missions abroad.
We know what good management is. We've experienced it now. And we are going to be watching and helping, and if necessary, making suggestions. But we will be there as sort of, if you like, the management conscience.
Authors of the report said that while Powell did much to promote better training and recruitment, there is still much to be done. For example, the department only has a few Arabic speakers fluent enough to go on Arabic satellite networks and explain U.S. policy, and even fewer Farsi speakers at a time when U.S. policy toward Iran is at the forefront of an ambitious foreign policy agenda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.